Unaware of the awkward tension in the room, the droid continued his tale. After nearly a year, he was finally able to get the Ebon Hawk airborne again, though its hyperdrive core was only operating at minimal efficiency. The Hawk limped back to Republic space. By the time it arrived, Treya and her followers had all but wiped out the Jedi. Bastila was gone. T3 didn't know where to search for her, or whether she was even alive. It was during this time that the little astromech droid stumbled across the disassembled pieces of HK-47, abandoned on a remote and nameless world. Recognizing his old companion, the little droid gathered up the pieces and stored them on the Ebon Hawk. The chance encounter was the kind of coincidence that Bastila would have chalked up to the influence of the Force had T3 been an organic being.
"Do you have any idea how he got there?" she asked. "I always wondered what happened to him after he disappeared."
Mitra shook her head, answering on behalf of the droid.
"His memory core was damaged. Even after I repaired him, he was unable to recall anything." "Actually," she admitted, "I'd hoped you might be able to tell me what had happened to him."
Bastila shrugged.
"When he found out Revan had left, HK decided to go after him. But I refused to tell him where my husband had gone." "A wise move,"
Mitra said.
"The last thing Revan needed while helping Candorus and the Mandalorians was a homicidal droid following him around." "HK stormed off, swearing he would track Revan down on his own,"
Bastila continued.
"That was the last I heard of him until he showed up again with you." "There must be some part of his programming that compels him to seek Revan out," Mitra muttered. "If I had known that, I would have been more careful."
"What do you mean?"
"I left HK under the supervision of the new Jedi Council. I didn't think it was safe to have him roaming the galaxy, and I assumed he would be content to stay with the Jedi, awaiting further orders. But he disappeared soon after I left. Now I realize he's probably gone in search of Revan again."
Suddenly worried, Bastila asked,
"Is there any chance he'll find him?"
She directed her question to T3.
"Did you tell him anything about what happened to Revan?"
T3 responded with a negative buzz that sounded almost offended. Clearly, the astromech felt the same reservations about involving the hunter-killer droid as his human counterparts.
Relieved, Bastila muttered. "Someone should try to track him down, find and disable him before he hurts anyone else."
There was little conviction behind her words. As dangerous as HK was, he was only one droid. She had more important things on her mind. Her husband was still missing, and for the first time in years, she was on the verge of being able to do something about it.
"The Jedi are already searching for HK,
Mitra assured her.
"Don't worry about him."
Bastila nodded.
"T3, she said, "tell us the rest of your story. What happened next?"